Thank you, Dan. Luckily, before I bought my radio, I learned to not get a Baofeng. I was told they're not good, they're Chinese. So I decided to go with the Yaesu, and it's been great ever since. Up next, I've got Paul KC2WBX.
Next show, this is KC2WBX, Paul in Port, New York. One thing I learned the hard way is don't upgrade a programmable power supply that works 100% with firmware, because in the mid of upgrading the firmware, it decided to lose communication and bricked it. And contacted the manufacturer, and they wanted $2,000 just to fix it. So I ended up going on eBay, buying a used one that was kind of beat up, swapped the components, and got the programmable power supply back up and running. So that's one of the things I learned the hard way, and also I learned when you're installing a mobile radio in a car, make sure you take the time and make sure you don't put screws into the cable that runs ahead. I ended up putting a screw in the cable because I thought the screw was misaligned when putting the side panels inside the car, and ended up blowing the fuse inside the radio. Luckily, it was a surface mount fuse. Replaced it, and the radio is back up 100%. Very lucky at that time. Other than that, I'll head back to Net Control. This is KC2WBX. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Paul. This is Luca, KD2YHZ in Whitney Point, New York. Up next, I've got Dick, WB2JPQ.
Well, good evening, Luca. I've been sitting here thinking, in my 60-plus years, I've hit so many fires. I let so much smoke out of so many capacitors. I can't think of any one thing, but I have certainly learned a lot since AM and CW days. Doing a good job. This is WB2JPQ.